Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I got Roland with us, and I got Jeremy with us from Westlake. We got the Westlake boys with us. We're going to give you some great advice, some stuff, how to keep that house looking good, and how to even get it looking better. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Guys, I already started out bad. I called Roland Richard. I've only seen him like a million times going into Westlake, and I screwed that up right off the bat, so I won't do it again. He made it easy because, you know, rolling. Keep. He got it right.
That's right.
And Jeremy's helped me on different projects for a long time. Oh, yeah. And I didn't realize the kids are 1 and 2.
Man, yeah. They're getting big fast.
And your wife, you said a new job. Congratulations.
Yeah. She's now the store manager of Party City.
And I didn't know that changed.
Oh, yeah. Wally's got bought out, and now Party City's rolling in.
We're just changing all over the place, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
That whole area over there is changing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of changing, the weather's changing. Y'all have noticed it maybe getting a little warm in San Angelo. With warm weather, things are changing.
Well, I've also heard that the real estate market is
changing.
Warm.
It is. The real estate is hot right now.
That's right.
That means people are selling their houses. Folks, it's a good time to sell right now, especially if we need some more houses to sell.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you what I do. And y'all know where we are on Knickerbocker. I go a lot, guys, don't I? Right in the door from y'all's front doors.
Absolutely.
And one thing I'll tell you I did. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a great idea. If you do much business at all, if you own a house, you need to go in the front door of y'all's business, Westlake. And this guy right here, Roland, will do it for you, especially if you have a business and you buy a bunch of stuff. He'll open an account, won't you?
Look for me. I have a title, you know.
You do.
I'm the Customer Service Coordinator.
And
which is a big fancy word for greeter, but
hey,
but I like to meet the folks as they come in the front door and help them get where they're going and put them in touch with one of our experts in the store that can help them do just about any project they might want to do.
Well, what about the account you got for me?
The what?
The business account.
Oh, the business account.
Yes.
Well, that's my other hat that I wear. I thought you said couch, and I'm like, well,
account.
You're the account. Yeah, I'm the business-to-business specialist, one of a couple in the store anyway. And if you own a business, we would love it if you would come talk to me. And we've got a brief piece of paper to fill out with your name, address, phone number, and so on. And you'll automatically get a 10% discount every time you come in the store.
And also, it's not also like your normal account. It's you can have a cash account and pay normally like you would any other way. You can use your own credit card.
That's right.
It doesn't matter.
Basically, you're just letting us know that you're a business, and we give you 10%.
It's a little, like I bought glue the other day.
Yep.
A couple of things of glue and 10% off. So you get a discount and it helps.
It's kind of our way of saying thank you to the businesses and our way of trying to help support the other businesses and they in turn come back and help support us.
Yeah.
Because we do a lot of neat things in the community. We just recently had our fan drive where we raised how much money?
Oh, man.
Over $2,000.
Yeah. We did really, really well on that fan
drive. It
stays
right here in the community and it's it goes to help buy fans for the needy and the elderly and so on.
How cool is that, guys?
Oh yeah.
So
no pun intended.
That's right. So we do a lot of good things in the community that a lot of people don't realize.
Another big thing that we like to support is also Children's Miracle Network. We are a very big believer in helping Shannon because everything's local. Everything that goes into our store immediately goes to Shannon to help those children out. So
to try to help the cashiers out, because it's kind of hard to ask every customer, do you want to donate to this or that? Right now I'm taking the opportunity to let you know that when we do collect money for these causes, it does stay local, and we just want to thank everybody who helps make our drives a success.
Way to go, guys. Man, you're kind of getting teary-eyed over here. But you know what? The kids are our future. You know, that's a cool thing.
That's right.
But folks, I'm just telling you, you just made money. If you're listening to our show, go in there, and I promise you, Roland will help you, and he'll help you save money. And Jeremy, you're a builder by trade, though. You know how to do this stuff. He's helped me on projects before.
Oh, yeah.
He knows how to. Is there anything you can't fix? Seriously?
Well, there's a few things, but if I don't know how to do it, I promise you that I will fight tooth and nail to figure out how to get it done.
And the reason I'm saying this is when you go in the store, because I am your unhandy man. You know, just the opposite of
like
guys
me.
I can fix nothing.
Right.
You know, my wife, I go, I can do that. She goes, no, you can't. And she means it. And I can't. But I go out, especially I track him down if I can find him. I said, okay, I'm doing this, this, and this. What do I need? You know, literally, Roland, I said, I need to fix this. What glue do I need? You know, and it, by the way, it worked.
Oh, good.
Because I need that, guys. And I promise you, there's a lot of people similar to me out there.
Yeah, I mean that's what ultimately we're here for. I mean, if you find out that you need to tackle a project on short notice, man, just drop in at Ace, and you know we're there to help you. We're there to get you what you need, and you know we try to make it as less stressful as possible for your project.
You'll correct me, but you're not quote a lumber yard. You're a hardware store.
That's exactly correct.
And what I like about that, if you need five cords of wood, that's probably not the place to go. But what I like is you don't have to park 5 miles away. Mm-hmm. You get pretty close to the front door.
That's right.
You're kind of lazy, look like me. You can get pretty close to the front door and go find pretty much what you need. Mm-hmm. You know, a little bolt, big bolt,
and
O-rings.
I mean, and also like find stuff that you didn't know that you needed.
That's right.
Unfortunately, yeah, you can't do that today. Yeah, even you take your wife with it, she can find stuff you can wait. So let's talk about one thing, and you want to talk about curb appeal.
I do.
Because I can tell you right now, one thing that's hard on a realtor, even though they have, you know, the internet and they look at it, it's embarrassing. I make appointments to show a house. Mm-hmm. That person gets their house ready.
That's right.
I drive up to the front door, and that buyer says, I don't want to go in.
That's right.
Because they don't have
curb appeal. And you know, I know a lot of people have probably heard this before, but it bears repeating that you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So it's so important when you bring, and I'm speaking as I was a real estate agent for a short time in the 80s, and you really have to communicate to your buyers how important it is that to your sellers actually, how important it is to make a good first impression so that you get the buyer in the front door. You got to make that hurdle. And so I made a few notes, and one of the things that I recommend is if you can't paint anything else, paint the front door. And, of course, you can always come to Westlake Hardware, and Raymond, our expert at paint, and Kaler, they can help you select the right kind of paint. We've got Magnolia Homes paint by Joanna Gaines. We've got Benjamin Moore. We've got
Valspar.
We've got Rust-Oleum. We've got all the tools that you need to help you paint your front door.
And also another cool thing is if you just want to refresh your paint, we do have the capability of doing matching the color that you need.
There you go.
So
that is a good
great
You know what amazes me?